Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM, Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Inside segment. I'm Harold Fisher. They say love don't cost a thing, but dating certainly does. The swelling inflation of 2022 is putting a damper on the affordability of courting. Are we still using that term? I don't know. Everything is costing more this year, and taking your heart's desire out on the town is no exception. If you're the one paying for dates, is it becoming more difficult for you to afford? And how do you fight the high cost of dating? Well, joining me to talk about this is certified relationship coach Reginald Lewis. Also, you, the listener, lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at H Fisher, WHUR, or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Boy, we got a doozy of a conversation tonight, Reggie. How are you?
Doing great, Harold. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I know a whole lot of guys out there are broke.
Some people are still doing well, but some would argue
they would have more money in their pocket if they weren't perhaps spending as much as they were on the dating scene. But you know, if you got to find your special person, if you're on the hunt, you know, you've got to do a little whining and dining, I would imagine. What's your take on the cost, the high cost of dating?
Yeah, before we get started, I want to clarify. My name is Reggie. I've been there before, Coach Reg.
Yeah.
Not Lewis, okay? But, yeah, so my take on it is this, right? We simply have to have different conversations, you know, because the reality is it's not that the person that you're dating or wanting to date is unaware of the high cost of things, right? So if you're getting to know someone, that's a real conversation that you could have to say, you know, and if it's about a date, maybe you go Dutch or maybe you look to do something less expensive. Because if you're getting to know someone, that's perfectly fine, in my opinion, because that investment, if you will, that you're making in someone, not monetarily, but just with your time, a far greater, more expensive commodity than resources, right? But if that's someone you want to invest that type of time with, then sure, but not just getting started, because you don't know what you have yet. You know what I mean? So just dating around different people, and then you're, you know, the numbers are starting to add up. It may be something to pay attention to or have a conversation about.
Well, but okay, I understand Dutch, and I think that a whole lot of people would agree that, you know, that's the mature way to look at it. You know, let's go out.
Okay.
Let's go out for coffee. Or, you know, let's go Dutch. But mm-hmm. I would also argue that, you know, there are some, you know, some women may argue, well, if you want to take me out, I don't mm-hmm. do Dutch. And indeed, there may be some guys who may argue, if he's really interested in her, he's going to go all out and foot the bill. But the financial danger of that is, okay, you foot the bill and you mm-hmm. and you take her out, for example, and this is from the perspective of a guy.
Sure.
And if it doesn't work out, then mm-hmm. you're out of luck and out of money. And cool. If you're somebody who is out there, you know, dating, and let's say you go out, let's just do the basics in the D.C. metro. Eating out is not cheap.
Right.
Where if you go to Chez Fufu or Applebee's or anywhere in between,
right.
Let's say you go out on a date a week, you're going to drop $100. I'm just throwing that out. That's $400, sure. And you don't have anything to show for it because you're still not getting a text from her or a phone call or anything.
Right. No. Hell, I couldn't agree more. And this is my point, right? This is exactly why it's nothing wrong with doing those things if there's something there that you're building and you're growing, you're building towards something. But if you're just meeting someone, they haven't earned that. And expectations can be managed by conversations. You know, if the expectation of a woman is that a man should do X, that's fair for her to communicate that, but it's also fair for that man to have an opinion about her expectation. And maybe it becomes a negotiation about what we do, right? It's about that individual, that man, in this instance, being courageous enough to, you know, have the courage of his conviction and not just say, well, I'm supposed to do this because if I don't, she's going to talk. See, if the person views the man as unwilling to date her or her, you know, meet her expectation, and I think the better question is, what have you done to warrant it other than the expectation, other than having the expectation? You know, I mean, I just think that there's some equity here. There's some conversations that should happen, and I think we operate out of assumption in terms of what we think we should do versus having a conversation to find out what a person would like us to do or what they're open to, because the man still has a choice, as does the woman, to say yes. The man has a decision or a choice to say, you know, to ask her out, if that's what he chooses to do. So there's culpability on both sides. I just think a conversation is what can again, manage and mitigate a lot of this, a lot of that, if you will, the dating woes and how we date each other. Because, listen, you're just meeting. Why would someone have an expectation that you're supposed to be wined and dined and everybody works? Unless you're independently wealthy, I'm not sure why you're sponsoring $100 dates. And you don't even... Yeah, it's just my opinion. I'm sorry. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, I get it, but that's not what I see on social media. I see a whole lot of folks blowing a whole lot of money, you know, taking sisters out, and, you know, the whole wine and dine thing, and I know I'm going to catch it for this. But I just think that it costs a whole lot more for guys. Dating is more expensive for guys than it is for women. I said it.
That's why I'm saying that it's nothing wrong with dating. It's nothing wrong with a man paying. It's nothing wrong with a woman paying.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, we are adults, and the people that are dating are likely employed.
One would hope.
So the expectation is that the man is supposed to just pay because it's what people have done. You know, it's courting, it's whatever. But again, we're talking about perceptions. We're talking about people who have expectations, no matter where they may have come from. But then how about a conversation to maybe challenge that expectation with a conversation? Just to say, listen, you know, if things are tight for me, but I really would like to take you out. But, like, can we just be honest? We don't know each other well enough to be going to, you know, a five-star restaurant. And I'm not really interested in impressing you. My presence, my conversation, how I interact with you, how I present should be impressive enough. And if you're judging me or looking at me based on what I can do for you, that's a problem already.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't think there's a need to invest, if you will, and dates like that. I think it's a little bit less than smart, to be honest with you, Harold.
Yeah, I agree. And I like that term, invest, because yeah. When you are, I mean, even if you're just, you know, going out for drinks, you have to balance all of the things that you're saying. Okay, let's just go out for drinks. Drinks are expensive. And, mm-hmm. you know, on one side, you want to be practical and you think you are, you know, taking out a practical person, but the other thing is you may not want her to see you as cheap, but you still like her because, you know, you're still checking her out. Let me see what the folks on the phone lines
for sure.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the high cost of dating. Everything is more expensive this year, including taking out your heart's desire. Let's go to Bonnie. Bonnie calling from Baltimore. Bonnie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
You know, I think a lot of times people are not dating with purpose. You know, people are just looking at the outside of the individual instead of getting to know the inside of the individual. Me, myself, if I'm dating, I would rather go for a walk and have a conversation and get to know you as an individual. You know, find out what's important, what's not important. You know, people don't pick each other's brains anymore.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree. Are you dating, Bonnie?
I am dating.
How's that going?
It's going pretty good. The good thing about it is that with me, I know my worth.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see an individual and you're dating me, I'm the type of woman, when I see red flags, I know how to run.
But listen, I don't want to talk about red flags. that's another show. We're talking about green tonight. We're talking about money. And what the expectations are or are not in the dating process. So after the walk, Bonnie, you know, he says, I want to take you out. Would you say, look, can we just go for a walk? Would you say that?
I could say that, yes.
No, would you?
Yes.
I know you could.
Yes,
but would you say that?
I would.
Okay.
I would.
So at what point, my dear Bonnie, so this goes well. So that second date, and he, you know, how much, and you can just throw it out there, you know, Baltimore's cheaper than D.C. I live in Baltimore, I know. But, you know, how much do you think is a reasonable amount for him to pay to take you out where you don't think it's too much or you don't think he's cheap? Just throw a figure out there.
I'll say anywhere from like $80 to $100.
Okay. How old are you, Bonnie, mm-hmm. if I may ask?
I am 54 years old.
50, yes, she's a grown woman. Okay.
Yeah, grown.
Yeah, grown. Bonnie, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the high cost of dating. And exactly what does that mean? How do you get around breaking the bank to take someone out? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Brown calling from Clinton, Maryland. Thanks for calling, Brown. What's on your mind?
Okay. My thing is this.
What's your thing?
A lot of women want to know how deep your pockets are. And my question to them is, what do you bring to the table besides some other man's baby?
What? Wait a minute. Yeah. How do we get to the baby part? We're just talking about just the initial going out. You've jumped to...
Well, they already got a baby.
Okay, Brown, you know what? I can't, man. Because we're just talking about the dating process. Because she may have... Shoot, Brown, you may have a baby. So, I mean, yeah, that's not the point I'm making. But thanks for calling in. Coach Reggie, help me.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Yeah, I like what Bonnie started with, because, again, a walk in a park, a museum, an exhibit, something that you can do that's inexpensive to get to know the person, see if you even like them.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. The money part comes later. Yes, do you want someone who's fiscally responsible and has a job and can care for themselves? These are basics, but, like, my God, some people get gold stars for them. But the reality is, you know, like Bonnie said, you want to get to know someone. And you would hope that they want to get to know you, not in the sense of what you can do for them, but who you are as a person. Because if something should occur where you can no longer do the things you did, is that person just going to bounce? So I guess, again, it goes back to the expectation. Where does this expectation come from? A woman who was an earner herself, why then is it some kind of test to prove? I don't know. I'm not suggesting it is. I'm just wondering where the expectation comes from. Does the man have to, quote unquote, prove himself or prove that he can afford stuff? And that's okay. You can find that out other ways other than having him pay a bill or expecting him to pay a dinner bill, right? If you're earnestly interested in getting to know someone, and I've talked to women about this, or women have talked to me about this, in terms of some of them will actually want to go Dutch because they don't want that payment or that dinner bill to come with expectation. So if I take you to dinner, you know, what does this mean? Are you expecting something from me? And there are women who take a position, some I've spoken with, who simply say, you know what, I'd rather cover myself to determine if, in fact, because this is my choice, if I want to continue to see this person, versus I'm just going to have this dude take me out. Because I've heard women also say they want to be entertained, which I think is more than insulting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you want to go out with me, or you're only agreeing to go out because you can get a meal, right? You don't care about me, but it's more about what I can do.
So
that, again, that's a bit disappointing. But for a woman who is sincere, a woman who is intentional, like Bonnie discussed, she's like, she may likely have a different approach or take a different approach, right? Because she understands that she has a choice, and she understands and respects that that man has a choice. And she recognizes that that man also works and has other responsibilities other than taking her to dinner. So I think it's more than this notion of expectation, again, can be managed and or mitigated with a conversation and getting to know someone.
We're going to talk about it. I like that thing that you were saying about being entertained. Boy, I got a story for you. Sid calling from Virginia, Greg from Baltimore, Ayana from D.C. Do not hang up. We are going to talk to you next. We are talking about the high cost of dating. How do you do it? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141 and 96.3 HD2. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. We'll be back with this conversation in just a little bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, how are you handling dating sticker shock in these inflationary times? Can you afford to date these days with everything costing so much more? My guest is certified relationship expert, Coach Reggie. Reggie, again, thank you so much for joining the conversation. We've got a lot to talk about. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you can't get through, please keep trying, because I definitely want to hear from you. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ayana calling from D.C. Ayana, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, calling from D.C. Can you hear me?
I most certainly can. Go right ahead.
All right, let's cut to the chase.
What's the chase, Ayana?
Hair, nails, sew-ins and glue-ins and glue-ons and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And now a lot of y'all men and a lot of y'all women love that. You love when people doll up and show up in beautiful and amazing ways.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have children and some of us don't, but people do take their time out. They pay people to clean their homes and watch their kids so they can show up to get to know you. So I think that the internal dialogue needs to be adjusted.
How
that
so?
Person isn't showing up in a ponytail and flip-flops for the date. They've invested time, effort, and energy into your respect and having your presence. So I'm not understanding why anyone, a man or a woman, that asks someone for their time and attention, why they shouldn't, at the very least of things, respect that time with a decent date. That's all I have.
What's a decent date? Define decent date.
Oh, I'm going to piggyback on what you guys already said. You know, communication. If, you know, flip-flops and ponytails is all someone can afford, communicate that up front. However, if both people are a little bit beyond that station and it doesn't, you know, take a whole lot to invest in something a little bit more expensive, whether that's an experience like skydiving or something, you know, awesome like that, that does cost money, or if it's something a little more intimate, but, you know, might be a plate to respect a chef's time or a specialist, someone who specializes in meals, you know, to pay them what they're worth. I don't think that it has to be so negative as if someone's getting their pockets dug into. You know, the man or woman shows up. They also enjoy the meal. They enjoy the presence of good company. You know, why get so nitpicky about, you know, your wallet unless you just can't afford it? That's all I got.
Well, that's what I agree with that, too, I think, to a certain extent. I've always, you know, kind of said, you know, to some friends, if you can't afford to date, don't. Or date in a way that fits, you know, your budget. But, you know, Ayana, and I get into this debate with my sister friends all the time where, you know, I always say, you know, and Reggie and I agree with this, that, you know, dating in its traditional form is more expensive, you know, for men. And they will say, well, yeah, well, the women get dolled up and they got to get the hair done. And I say, no. Because, hear me out, Ayana, and everybody else, if he sees you
at least one of the reasons that he asked you out in the first place is because one of the reasons, at least, is that he liked the way you looked when he first saw you. And so that means that you look good not for him, but you look good for yourself. And we were debating this in the newsroom earlier today, Reg.
But you were looking good for yourself. However, you may have been at your job where you were making money for yourself, or you had carved out time during that walk where you walked by someone and you caught the whiff of their very expensive perfume or cologne.
But hold on, Ayanna, this is my point.
But now you want more time. Now you want an hour. Now you want 2 hours.
Yeah, but here's my point.
At the end of the day, if I spent $700...
Let her talk.
$100 on dinner. That's all I got.
But what I'm saying, Ayanna, is you had the perfume before you met him. You had the clothes before you met him. Okay? All you got to do is dig in your closet, because I know you got about 20 shoes, and show up and look good. You may not have...
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We need another woman on the line, or at the very least, another stylish man. Because I know some stylish men
right?
who, every time they have a look, that look is one of disposableness. You will never see them in the same thing twice.
Yeah, but like I said,
that's a whole lot of ladies out.
Yeah, but like I said, Ayanna, for men, that is the cost of dating. Ayanna, thank you so much. See, there you go. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Coach Reggie, am I wrong here?
No, Harold, you're not. In fact, I was, I didn't want to jump in.
Yeah, you can jump in.
Not really so. But no, again, we're talking about expectation. I love what you said. These are things that a woman would do anyway, because she chooses to.
Right.
And if a man asks her out, he chooses to do that also. She has a choice to respond and say, you know what, I'd rather go out, or I wouldn't rather go out, whatever her choice may be. This, again, the notion of expectation is the rub with this, right? That because a man looks a certain way, carries himself, presents a certain way, he has money. Well, I don't know that men look at women like, if she's dolled up like Ayanna said and like you described, that she has money, she can do this. No, I'm looking at you as a person.
One would hope.
I think it's more about understanding what it is, the person that you're looking at and why you're interested in them in the first place.
Yeah.
Because their look, their appearance, their presentation is all fleeting, or can be. Who are they as an individual? Because that's what you're going to be left with.
Yeah.
So, again, the conversation about who should pay, it can be a conversation. I get that it's uncomfortable. Let's be very clear. I think we should address that as well. It is an uncomfortable conversation because, again, if I say I'd rather not, or if I ask you to go Dutch, the reservation is the perception you may have if I pose that question to you.
Yeah.
How is she going to respond to it, right?
You know,
And how is she going to see me? It's
And here's the other thing and this happened to me a year ago, which I thought was really kind of, nice. Okay, so I took a lady out, and there was no discussion about who was going to pay. I asked. I'm kind of old school. I'm going to pay for the first date, okay?
I get that.
But then she said to me, I'll pay for the second date. And my response was, there's going to be a second date. Okay. And she did. And I was cool for that. I was cool with that. Sure. I didn't have a problem with that. But I would, I also would argue that in some quarters, he may pay for the first date. And he said, I'd like to see you again. Yes, that's fine. And he asks her out, and he takes her out again, doing whatever it happens to be, and he pays for it again. How long does it take for her to contribute to the courtship process? Does she pay for the third? Does she pay for the fourth? It's a question. It's a question. No. Let me go back to the phone lines real quick.
Sure.
Sid
sure.
calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Sid. What's on your mind?
Hey, Errol, thanks for taking my call. Great
sure.
topic. I'm also old school and traditional. I mean, I believe that there should be substance. It should be about substance and not money. And if your goal for dating is to find a life partner, obviously you don't know right away, but you want to look for substance. And then again, men are under pressure to spend, try to please the woman. And I'm not going to paint anybody with a broad brush because it goes both ways. But at the same time, I think you want to be careful. You want to set the bar so high that you're going to be under constant pressure, even after if it turns out to be a long-term relationship. So, You want to find out. And if the person, like the coach was saying earlier, if the person is all about money and all that, then you know you don't have the right person. I mean, if that comes into play all the time. But people to accept you as who you are, and you to them. And I know it sounds very corny to a lot of people, but I'm, you know, like I said, those old traditional values never die. I mean, if you want something long-lasting relationship, it should be about substance. And again, you know, you don't want to set the bar too high. That's all I got. I mean, there's so much to talk about, but anyway, I just want to make that point.
Sid, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Let's go to Greg. Greg calling from Baltimore. Greg, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just have two comments I want to make. You know, and this goes out to the men that are dating. You know, there are high maintenance women out there, and you know, there's nothing you can do about that. They're the way they are. They're not going to change. You know, they have a minimum expectation, and if you can't meet that, then you need to leave them alone and find somebody else that's, you know, that's going to not be so high maintenance.
Oh, gosh, I think
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I think we lost you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Did you hear my point?
I heard most of it. Go ahead. Finish your point.
Okay. And the other thing is, you know, dating today doesn't have to be so complicated. You know, it's all about creativity. You know, a woman of substance is really more impressed with a man who can do something and put it together and make it fun and exciting. And it doesn't even have to have a monetary association with it. It's all about what you can do creatively to make this evening or this moment a great moment.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say.
Greg, thank you so much. You know, Coach Reggie, I got to share this with you, because my mother would always say, and this is the advice that she gives to you know, younger women who are dating.
Sure.
And and she's been saying this for years, and she says, if a guy asks you out and your intentions and you believe his intentions are honorable, and you are looking for, you know, a mate, and she says, you know, and he uses deodorant, and you know, his shoes are clean and hair is cut and all of that kind of stuff. But she says, if he asks you out, go.
Okay.
It doesn't matter where he asks you. He may want to take you to, you know, Red Lobster. He may want to take you to the park. But she said, she would always say that the true value in him asking you out is that he wants to spend time with you.
Right.
And that a lot of times the spending of exorbitant amounts of money has to do with the fact that, yeah, on one hand, he may be trying to impress you, but the other thing is that he will, you know, spend money and take you out and get you another drink, or you want dessert or what have you, and we're going, you know, talking about dinner, because if he genuinely likes you, he just wants to be in your presence. And but she said it does take, you know, a quality woman to really understand that is what he wants. What do you think?
No, I couldn't agree more. I think it's, you said your mom said that to you, or
your
grandma?
My mother.
Yep. Yeah, wise woman, a very wise lady.
Absolutely.
Because what she's saying is, you pay attention to the person and let that man, you know, share, you know, if you agree to go, share time with him. That's a wonderful thing, because you get to know who he is and how he thinks about you, if he values you, right? If that woman feels valued. The other thing is, when we talk about dating, you know, I think one of the earlier callers mentioned intention. I think it's also important for both people who are dating to pay attention to the other person to really see where they're coming from. Because if they're coming out flaunting and they want to tell you about what they have, what they drive, what they earn, how much they do this and how much they do that, then maybe they are not interested in you as much as maybe thinking about their things or their toys and trinkets will woo you. Because they don't value getting to know you. It's what I have, because you think I have something, I can do something for you. Again, we're talking about expectations. So men have them as well, just like a woman. So this is not an indictment against women to say, oh, women are, you know, gold diggers and they have these expectations. That is not my intention. That is not what I intend to convey. What I am saying is, individually, people have expectations, but I think what's important to vet is their intention.
Yeah.
What are you wanting to do? Because that's going to determine if I say yes or no, quite frankly. What are my goals? If I just want to hang out and kick it with you, then I may do that if I know that you're not looking at me like that. You see me as an object or a toy or something you can play with or I can play with. I may want to. It depends on the space I'm in. But if I'm in a space where I am interested in something more significant, more substantive, then I'm going to make different decisions. My intentions are going to guide my choices. And so I think what your mom said, if the woman's intention is that she's interested in getting to know this man because she desires a mate, but she doesn't know that he's going to be that person, then she should go because she can learn something that she doesn't know if she says yeah, if she doesn't go, right? Mm-hmm. So, but it's important to pay attention to both sides. I think it's important for men to pay attention to what a woman's intention is. I think it's also equally important for a woman to pay attention to what a man's intention is and allow those intentions to inform your response of yes or no.
Yeah. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the high cost of dating. Tracy, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Tracy. What's on your mind?
So this is such an interesting conversation. I've heard some really, really good things. I myself am in the process of dating. And, you know, I think it's a matter of individuals, whether it's the man or the woman. We're living in a day and time where I think that we are being shown where we can show up and be just who we are, first of all. Being real and practical about everything. My perception of dating, first of all, is just, especially with that first day, is so important. I don't believe in on that first date asking a whole lot of questions. My first time on a date, the first time with someone, I just want to get to know you, see how fun you are, see what, you know, where your interests and things lie, things like that, just to see if it warrants a second date. With the cost of living being what it is today, everything being so high, me myself, I don't even make the money that I used to make because I'm on a different job now.
Mm-hmm.
So even being practical for myself, it's only right that I think practically even with my date. Me and my date go out, especially if I choose the restaurant, because I have to say, I have an expensive taste in food. But if I choose the place, I have absolutely no problem with putting up for the bill.
Okay.
He won't let me do the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
but I'm giving up something mm-hmm. towards that mm-hmm. bill because I understand what it is. I don't want him to feel forced to pay that whole entire bill. I understand what it is. And I might not know exactly what his financial state is. I watch and I learn how he manages his money. I pay very close attention to that, and I respect that. I'm even learning myself how to do that with my own finances. But I think it's just a matter of certain conversations being held in the beginning, up front. It has nothing to do with how much time I spend in dolling myself up. Of course, I'm 56. I don't believe in having to do that. Of course, I believe in my image being correct anyway for me.
See, there it is. She just said it. She's correct all the time. Yeah.
That does not factor in. And the fact of what he wears, none of it. You know, I had to change some of my expectations of what I thought I wanted, because I think I pretty much been dated a little bit of everything and I still found myself single.
A little bit of everything.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, Tracy.
It was a matter of sitting down with self and asking, like, okay, you know, I think I'm a pretty good catch.
Okay.
It can't be the brother.
Okay.
It can't because I've had some really good ones come through and we're good friends.
Okay.
So it was a matter of me looking in the mirror.
Okay.
And looking at myself. And to be honest, when I asked myself that question, I knew the answer. But I was finally at that point, I was ready to look at me.
Well, Tracy, thank you so much for sharing with me. I really appreciate your input. And you've been really helpful with the conversation. Okay, so Coach.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about inexpensive dates. First of all, let's throw out dinner. Okay.
Okay.
Let's throw out drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's throw out coffee. Let's get creative.
Okay.
Because those are easy. I'm not saying don't,
But those things are easy. Give me a little. I have a few to suggest also, but you know, you're the expert in all of this. What do you say?
Yeah, I think someone said earlier about being creative. You know, I think that's the bigger part, right? It could be something like there used to be something I saw on Groupon, like what do they call it, sip and paints or paint and sip or something
like
that. You know, you could go to Groupon, you know what I mean, and find something inexpensive that's date friendly, if you will. You could, you know, exhibits are cool, museums are good, because you're looking at quiet spaces where you can actually converse and hear one another speak, right? Versus a loud, say, a game or some event that doesn't facilitate that, right? The opportunity to hear and be heard. So, you know, things like that where you can take a walk.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. You could take a walk. Ice cream is summertime. You know, that's always cool. Unless someone's lactose intolerant, you know, we won't be considered that kind of thing. but maybe they get a gelato.
Yeah, I get it.
Gelato. Thank you. Yeah. So it's a matter of really just asking, hey, what do you like to do? What can we do that's easy? You know, because I mean, granted, it's not always easy. But if the goal is to share time with someone, it's amazing what you can figure out. Right, something simple to do. If you know that money's the thing, it may be a challenge, or you want to be smart about it. You don't mind spending, or you don't mind doing, but let me make sure the person that I'm getting to know and wants to get to know me, and I want to continue to get to know them. Then we can discuss those maybe more expensive types of dates. But getting to know, I think, can be a less expensive endeavor for both, and it also takes away that pressure. That I have to come up with this, I have to pay for this. Now, we're also talking about grown adults, not people who play grown, right, but people who are grown and mature and understand these things. Because, again, all of it can be resolved through conversation. That conversation doesn't mean that we're going to agree. The answer is the answer. It simply means that you have to be willing to accept whatever that answer is.
A couple of the suggestions and the thing that really comes right off the top of my head, living, you know, in this very, very complex, multi-layered metropolis, there's always, always a free concert somewhere. Always. Last year, I think Bowie Town Center had something that went on all summer. And I think you can go there and you get your chair and you sit and you talk and you, if you want to bring your bottle of wine or what have you, there's always that kind of opportunity. There's the waterfront area over there in Alexandria, for example. There's always something going on there. I like the museum piece. If the person that you are, you know, pursuing, if you really want to be creative, and you are, you know, like-minded, go to a lecture, because those are always there. For those who may be, you know, faith-minded, go to church.
Right.
You know, there are just so many opportunities that will not require a great deal of thought. It may require you to do a little Googling and just trying to figure out whether or not this person wants to spend time with you.
And
really get to know you. And my thing has always been, I think I've been like this for years, as it relates to the whole money spending thing, is before you spend a dime, talk to the person on the phone for an extended period of time, you know, 2 days, 3 days, you know, four days, really get to have a full, deep conversations, because you will know, I think, after a couple of days, I'm not asking her out because she doesn't have much to say on the phone. So if she doesn't have much to say on the phone, why would I spend my money to see if she has anything to say in person?
You know, Harold, that's a great point. That is a great point. In fact, that was some of the that was some suggestions that I made during the pandemic to folks, right? To date, because people were kind of struggling during that period, because you know, you want to be socialized, you want to be around other people. You know, we crave that as humans, right? And so, if we're inside and it's not safe to go outside, you know, what can we do? And I would even suggest FaceTime or some other chat tool, video chat tool, where you can date virtually and or converse virtually before you decide to spend time outside of your home. You know, is this person warrant my time? I love what you're saying about the phone. Use it as a tool to vet the person that you're considering. Hopefully they're doing the same. You know, this is not about what one person should do and the other person kind of just relaxes. This is a shared responsibility that I think both people could take advantage of if they have an intention to get to know each other. I'm not saying spend hours upon hours on the phone unless that's just how the conversation flows. If it's organic that way, let it do what it do. But if it shouldn't be contrived, it shouldn't be forced. It's a way to get to know someone to determine if going out to meet them or agreeing to meet them outside is something you both out, you know, out, if you will, is something you both want to do. So yeah, I think that's a great idea, quite frankly.
You know, I had this story to tell. This is several years ago. A dear friend of mine was dating online, and she met some guy. He lived in Prince George's. She lived in Northern Virginia. And she was saying, you know, I think I'm going to go out, you know, with this guy. I'm just not sure. And I said, why? Well, he asked me to go to coffee. And I said, okay, what's wrong with that? And her response was, he at least has to take me to brunch if he's to go out. And, you know, I clutched my imaginary pearls because I said, God, is this my friend talking? But, you know, and I called her out. She was not happy with that because my response was, okay, do you want to date and get to know this guy or do you just want to eat?
Right.
She was not happy with that.
Yeah.
And yeah. She didn't talk to me for a couple of months after that. Yeah. But I think she did come back and she said, you know, that you were right. And that wasn't the point. I wasn't trying to be right, but I was trying to get her to be considerate
of
his, you know, wallet. I didn't know him from a can of paint, but he obviously wanted to see her and was going to drive the, I don't know, 30 miles or however in one direction. And she was going to have to drive 30 miles and they were going to meet. And I think my thing was coffee can turn into lunch or it can turn into dinner or it can turn into an all day event. If you first develop, that chemistry. And again, I know a lot of people like Tracy, she was talking about, you know, be more, you know, more invested in the relationship. But this conversation is just about, you know, dating.
Yeah,
you know.
Definitely. And I think, but to your point, though, to the point of dating, it's to determine if you want to date, right? Or date the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a precursor that should happen, right? Let's have a conversation, right? It's one thing if we met out. Say I met you out, you know, I'm hanging out with my guys, or I'm out by myself, you're out with your girls, or you're by yourself, and we say hello, and we exchange information. You know, that's a way it means for me to reach back to you to say, hey, it was good meeting you, and then let's see where the conversation goes. It doesn't mean that because we exchange information, when I call you, I'm saying, hey, let's go to dinner. Let me get to know you. Let me see if you want to get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's see if this is, it's not enough for you just to look nice. To your earlier point, there was something about what a man sees in a woman, and he's like, that's why he said hello in the first place.
Yeah.
Right? But that is not enough to keep anybody. There has to be something that you can't see, which is the substantive parts, right? It's the character, it's their heart, it's their desires, it's their values and their desires and aspirations align or are of interest to you, then that's something to build on.
Yeah.
But if this person looks nice and they're just a shell,
oh yeah,
that's not going to last long. Sir.
A broken vessel with water leaking out everywhere.
On every turn.
Yeah.
On every turn.
Now, my producer tells me that you're working on a publication. You're trying to put out a new book. What can we see from you coming up?
Yeah. Thank you for asking, sir. Yes, my book, it will be on the streets, and I'm so excited about it. It'll be available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and my publisher, Arthur House. The title of my book, my first book, is Love, Relationships, and Sometimes Just Letting Go.
I think it's going to help a lot of people in their relationships when they understand how emotional intelligence can serve you in your life, your love, and relationships. Super proud of this project, Carol.
So the first phrase in chapter one is woo-saw?
You know what's funny? It could be. But you know what's really cool about it, right, is that we touch on some topics that are really going to, that people deal with. You know, it's a relatable work, because what we did is our content is focused, again, on the things we struggle with, right? You know, good communication. What is good communication, right? Do you offer what you ask? These are the types of things we deal with in that. And we then emotional intelligence into it all. And I've developed a coaching model that supports the content that will help people navigate the challenges or experiences that they face in relationships. So, yeah, super, super excited about it, because, again, it's going to help some people because it's practical. It's easy to understand. The challenge is executing.
Okay.
And that's actually the E in the model, right? If we're courageous enough to execute, we can succeed.
Well, don't forget, it's hard to communicate when you've got a piece of a $60 filet in your mouth. Anyway, Coach Reggie, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. We'll be talking soon.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
That is the Daily Drum for this Thursday, August 18th. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.